Normally when I have William McGinnis on, we talk Long Beach Poly. Always talk Long Beach Poly. My wife Janet is a big, big jackrabbit. Didn't get to it with Willie, but doesn't matter because I can get to it with this guy. A member of the Steelers, a Pro Bowler, 111 receptions, over 1,400 yards receiving, 7 touchdowns, 5th in the NFL in receiving yardage this year, played his college ball at USC. 62nd pick in 2017, played his high school ball at Long Beach Poly, which is a power, and he appears courtesy of Verizon. Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju, so good to see you. What's up?
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. It's been a crazy morning, but it's a blessing just to be here. I mean, I wish I was in the Super Bowl playing right now practicing, but it's also good to be here and meet some great people.
Dude, you've had a crazy morning, but from the outside looking in, I've got to say, I don't think I've ever seen anybody enjoy a Pro Bowl week like you did, man. Signing autographs, messing around, shattering ankles when you were playing with the kids. What was the Pro Bowl like for you?
It was amazing, man. It was my first time, first experience in Orlando, and to see how many fans had my jersey, how many Steelers fans were out there representing, so much support. You know, I love it, and also taking ankles from those kids.
You know, it's all fine and well, right? It's all fun and games as you're taking soles and ankles from the kids until you get kind of dinged up yourself during the game. That's everybody's worst nightmare about that game, right? Whatever you do, do not get hurt. Steeler fans were concerned. Other fans were concerned. Bring me up to date. What did you first think when it happened, and how is the knee?
Well, at first, I mean, the game is pretty much an offense is just throwing the ball. And a situation where, you know, I kind of bang my knee, and I go back in trying to help the team out even more, banging it even more. But I learned from that mistake, and I was like, okay, good, I'm done. But right now, healthy, 100%, knee's fine, and I'm feeling great.
Would you keep doing it? It's not going to be the only time they call you. Would you go back and play in that game again?
Yeah, if it was a 7-on-7, yeah, I would definitely do it.
Seriously? Is that what it takes?
7-on-7.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Again, that's you don't want to get hurt there.
Nah, definitely don't. It's supposed to be more fun, relaxed, and chill. But they do put a little money on the line, so it kind of gets serious.
Right. People always will get serious for the money. That's why it's there. Now, you set a number of records as a rookie. You followed that up by finishing 5th in the league in receiving yardage, 6th in receptions. My man, it didn't look that hard. You made it look pretty easy. Was it?
Honestly, with all the pieces, you know, you talk about an offensive line that played together for about 5 to 6, 7 years. And you talk about a Hall of Fame quarterback. Those are the pieces that help you get to those 400 yards, leading receptions. Those are the pieces that helped me get to where I'm at today. So it's also not that easy, too, but thanks to those guys.
Juju Smith-Schuster joining us on the row here in Atlanta. You know, it's not just the catching. It's not just the yards after the catch. You're a big-time blocker. Mike Tomlin has compared you to Hines Ward in that regard, which is pretty much the highest praise you can get as a blocking wide receiver. What is your mentality when it comes to blocking?
It's something I always embrace. You talk about an overall receiver who does route running, catches the ball, score touchdowns, but also blocking is very huge in my toolbox. Because I'm able to do that, I'm able to create more space. I'm able to play inside, outside, be able to block, you know, linebackers to DNs to safeties, corners. So, yeah, pretty much it's something I embrace. And it's awesome to get the compliment of Hines Ward.
Dude, not every receiver wants that. In fact, most of them do not want that. Where does that want to come from?
I would say it's part of that, the Long Beach Poly Jackrabbit side, man. It's the tradition of always being hungry and going to USC to a traditional school and then a franchise like the Steelers and just make a name for myself.
So what about Long Beach Poly? I talk about this on this program. There have been a number of NFLers coming out of that program that make it to the league. What was the high school experience like for you, and what makes that program so unique?
It was awesome. Long Beach Poly, 5,000 students in high school. I graduated with 1,200 kids at my graduation. We started around like 4, we finished around like 10, and it was pretty long because, I mean, so many kids, but a powerhouse school. You got guys like William McGinnis, Deshaun Jackson, like those guys went there, and to this day, you know, I'm able to keep in contact, and the network is unbelievable.
You know, I'm looking at your social game also. You're an amazing follow on Twitter. People are familiar with the videos that go viral, but also you drop some knowledge. Let me read this to you. Fact of the day, water is not wet. Water is a liquid that wets things. Wet is the condition of a liquid sticking to a solid surface, such as water wetting our skin. We cannot say that water is wet because it takes a liquid and a solid to define the term wet. My man, that's profound. How do you go about approaching Twitter? Is it just that it's something that's on your mind, or are you looking to be a little bit different with it? How do you approach that part of the social game?
Well, the whole social thing, I always approach it about, you know, football players are always posting football, football, football. Why not take it to another level? Let's get into something that's good, more conversationable, like You talk about is water wet, posting YouTube videos, you know, dressing up as Juju Smith-Schuster with the Halloween mask, passing out candies on the street, just doing more stuff. Like, it can't just be always about football. And I always see it as that side of you can always do more and be more an influencer on other brands.
Right, so what about that? I mean, that's what they want to see from you, right? Fans want you to be locked into football 24/7. Man, don't ever think about anything other than your job in football. You're clearly not going to be like that, right? I had Baker Mayfield on earlier. He's a pretty good gamer, right? You're a solid gamer. In fact, are you the best gamer in the league?
I'm the best gamer in the league, no doubt. Whoever's out there, Baker Mayfield, if you need it, you got my contact, hit me up. We can settle this in Pittsburgh on a big screen in the stadium.
All right, so now your mom tells a story about when you got your first PlayStation. Did you hustle somebody for that PlayStation? How did you get that thing?
I did. there's some products that I sold, like Hershey candies, chips on the side, to make some extra money, and then basically saved up to get a PlayStation, and from there, it was just gaming my whole life.
Dude, was that the side hustle where you made some money, or did you hustle grandma to get that thing?
I hustled grandma, and I also sold, I was selling candies and chips to stores, like liquor stores, ice cream trucks, and they were buying it. They're actually buying it.
Dude, why? Why were they buying it from you? I got to think that liquor store on the corner had a supplier already for M&M's.
I think, you know, just being a kid, being young, being around the city, they've seen me multiple times. They just wanted to support.
You were hustling, dude, early on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there something to? Is there a law that says you can't be a Pro Bowl receiver and do other things off the field?
There is not a law. I think I'm trying to get more guys involved in it. I think every athlete should have a YouTube channel that's built to their personality.
We're talking to Juju Smith-Schuster. Juju, this is the favorite part of the interview where I ask you about Antonio Brown. Bottom line, where do you think that thing went wrong, and can it still be salvaged? Can it be fixed?
It definitely can be fixed. I mean, it's something that it's going to take time, the communication between our head coach to the team. It just takes time, you know. Obviously, the situation towards the end of the season where, you know, he didn't finish the season because he had an injury, which is totally, you know, understandable. But I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's staying, you know, black and gold, and he's going to finish out his career.
How badly would you like to see him come back and be a Steeler next season?
Like, super bad. I mean, he makes the team better. You talk about the first time in franchise history, you have two receivers go for 100 catches plus over 1,000 yards each. Man, I mean, why not?
And if he doesn't come back, you ready? Are you ready to be that number one? Put it on my back. I've got broad shoulders. Give it to me.
Oh, for sure. No doubt. I think as a young kid growing up, I always wanted to be the number one guy, you know, for every team. To this day, I mean, me and AB always talked about it, about being number one and two. There was really no number one and two. It was always the number one and number one. You have this side, I have this side. What can we do? Let's race to who can get the most yards, most the touchdowns, catches. What can we do for our team to make each other better?
So you got on the same page with Ben Roethlisberger really quickly. I mean, we're talking about veteran quarterback, right? Hall of Fame quarterback. How do you get a guy like that to pay attention, to get your respect quickly? How'd you approach it?
Make plays, don't say much in a huddle, and just do your job. Honestly, and talk to him, communicate constantly every day, day in, day out, no matter what the situation of the game is, always communicate with him, and it just makes life easier.
All right, so you're working with Verizon this week and their 5G technology. Here's the thing, a lot of guys say yes to pitch any product, give me this check, I'll say what you want, but you're pretty much on record as saying you're only going to endorse things that you use, that you feel strongly about. Why is Verizon a good fit for you?
Man, Verizon is a great fit. Obviously, it's the best of the best. You talk about you could be anywhere in the world and you can, you know, get, you know, watch anything, you know, it loads up fast. But I've been working on this new product called the 5G. 5G is basically like this first-person experience where you put on these goggles and there's no delay in this product that we're working on. I actually just, you know, worked on this project where you throw the football, you hit targets, and it's literally like you could play with somebody being in different sides of the world. You know, you can connect with people, you know, wearing these goggles with Verizon, which is so awesome, man. This is the future product that's going to change sports.
Is it virtual reality? What's it like?
It's kind of like virtual reality, but it's not technically like virtual reality. But it's definitely something that works. If you got time, come check it out at Verizon.
Is it a trip?
Not a trip. Take a cart. I'm pretty sure you got it.
I'll figure it out, man. No, I don't mean a trip like that. I mean, it's the whole, but like the technology trip.
Is it's awesome. It's totally dope. I mean, you'll see it on my YouTube channel when I post it. I'll let you know.
I'll do it, man. You let me know. Juju Smith-Schuster appearing courtesy of Verizon Steeler Pro Bowler joining us on the show. My man, good to see you. Thanks so much. Have a great day. Hope we can do it again during the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Representing Long Beach Poly.